Hello, it's Becky Anderson here. I'm just popping in to tell you that I've got a new crowdfunding campaign coming on the 1st of June. This is for Wreck This Deck, my solo journaling and deck crafting game. In this game, you play a deck runner. That's a DIY demonologist, trapping demons in altered playing cards and keeping meticulous notes of your work in your journal. At the end, you should have some brilliant microfiction written in your journal and an actual artifact deck of playing cards that you have altered yourself. I'm funding for a printed zine, new art and layout, and I've revised the original version of the game with more content such as sample demon profiles and fortune telling spreads, that sort of thing. There's a link to the pre-launch sign-up page in the show notes of this episode, and thank you very much for listening.
Welcome to Black Armada Sales, an actual play podcast. My name is Josh Fox, and my pronouns are he, him, and I have four other people with me, the first one of whom is...
At the top of the alphabet.
That's me. I'm Becky Anderson. I'm playing the Ares, also at the top of the alphabet. The Ares is Emily, Lieutenant Emily Loris, also known as Hellcat. Her pronouns are she and her. My pronouns are she and her, and now it's your turn.
Hi, my name's Ed Tomlinson, mid-table obscurity in terms of alphabet. My pronouns are he, him. I'll be playing Dr. Toby Roy, the Scorpio. Spoilers. And his pronouns are he, him.
My turn. So I'm Nick Bate. The character I will be pretending to be is Commander Sam Buckley, Captain of the Hecate, which is super cool. We both have he, him pronouns. He's a Taurus. I'm a not.
Hi everyone, I'm Sue Elliott, my pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing the Gemini, Sonia Vega, who is going to get all up in everyone's business, and her pronouns are she, her.
Yes!
Awesome sauce, we're playing Last Fleet, it's the best.
Captain, I wanted to just talk to you, if you have time, about Dr. Roy, just to get a little bit of background info before I start on the piece. Do you have time now?
Yes, this is the piece the Admiral wants you to write. I have time, of course.
Great. Shall we walk and talk?
Yes, of course. Josh, can you just describe the scene, the corridors, as we... Yes, we probably should be clearing the flight deck. They'll be launching soon, so we can head up towards the mess, if that would...
Absolutely, wonderful, yeah. Sonia gets a small recording device out of her jacket pocket, holds it, maybe it's slightly uncomfortably close to your face.
I think Sam just says, as you do that, he kind of pulls back from it a little bit and says, is that really necessary? We can...
Oh, well, it's just easier for my, you know, my note-taking later. It's just a few questions, nothing to worry about.
I think Sam coughs and stiffens, like almost like he's kind of standing at attention as he walks. Like, okay, the recording's on now, I have to behave myself.
Mm-hmm. So how long has Dr. Roy been on the ship now?
Oh, since the evacuation, or near enough.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah. And do you know him personally? Or...
I wouldn't say we're close personal friends, but we work together, of course.
So I think it would really help the readers if they could hear someone with a bit of authority just talking positively about him. So if there's anything, you know, we just need to make him seem a bit more human.
Oh, of course, Miss Vega, happy to. He's been a vital part of our attempts to understand the Korax. I mean... Since the disaster began.
Great, okay. And do you know much about his work, any of his findings?
Look, I'm afraid I'm entirely the wrong person to ask about that, but we do, he does brief me regularly. It's a condition of being on board the ship, of course. I mean, we're not a research vessel, traditionally, so I've had to give over some space to make room for his labs.
Right. How much space does that take up? out of interest.
How much space does it take up, Ed?
I think it's a decent amount of size. The official, what are we talking, the official amount or the full amount?
I think probably we're going to the full amount.
I think I've got quite a size, possibly to the irritation of others, a sizable chunk of space.
Okay. So I don't know. Yes, we've had to give over two of our workshops. It's really cut into the engineering space.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of definitely a bit of resentment to the amount of space given over to it.
And I imagine people are going to be a little bit worried about the security surrounding that. Are you able to reassure people that that is all, you know, fully locked down? There's never going to, you know, there's never going to be any issues there.
Oh, without question.
I thought this was a fluff piece about how brilliant I was and not... Sorry, I'm not even there.
The doctor feels his ears burning.
Without question, Ms. Vega. I mean, this is a military ship. We fly a tight ship. I've made it clear to the doctor that in order for him to do this kind of work on board the ship, we need to be careful. We need to be safe. Everybody is at risk whenever the Koraks are around. Now, I'd rather that were happening on board my ship where I can keep a clear eye on it. But I've been very clear with the doctor on this, and he's reassured me. It's dangerous work, of course, but it's dangerous work that's happening in the safest environment we can create. We, as a matter of fact, we spoke just recently about some of my concerns about safety, and I'm pleased to say the doctor was very reassuring.
Well, that's great. I might use that bits of that as a direct quote. I think that sounds wonderful. Are we in the mess at this point, do you reckon?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think on the way to the mess, you've had a couple of clipboards handed to you by junior officers.
Signed off on a work rotation and yeah, those kinds of things. Sure.
So I think we sit down at a sort of quiet table and Sonia quite ostentatiously switches off the recording device and flips it over and takes the batteries out of it as well. And she goes, okay, that's the official stuff done. What can you really tell me about Dr. Roy?
Hey, Miss Vega, I'm giving it to you straight. I mean, you've been around long enough to know me, right?
I mean, it's worth a shot, isn't it? Come on, I need to break his shell somehow. I can't say he made a great impression on me in that briefing.
Look, that's fair. Tough situation. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment, I think. But I'm telling it to you straight, Miss Vega. We're going to need his work, and he's damn good at it. And so I think, you know, sometimes we've got to cut him a bit of slack, but fundamentally, I mean, he's a smart guy. I think the crew get along with him pretty well. I mean, he's taken over some of the space on the ship. There were a few ruffled feathers with some engineers at the time, but I think all that's been smoothed over. It's all in the past. And we've got to back his play because we need his work.
Well, I mean... That's really annoying. I was all set to dislike this guy.
Yeah.
So you don't think this is a waste of time then, is what you're saying?
Quite the opposite, I think. We speak about his research insofar as I can understand it regularly. He keeps me updated. And last we spoke, he was talking about being maybe on the verge of something big. And so, I mean, if we don't learn about these things, we're not going to be able to fight them. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, Dr. Roy is exactly the man that I want doing this work, and we're lucky to have him on the ship. While that thing's turned off, can I just... Are you ever going to explain to me what was going on with those Nexus operatives?
Oh, well, you know what they're like, you know? You sniff around too much, and then they get all antsy, and then it was a big overreaction.
See, now, Ms. Vega, I know exactly what they're like, and I want to do something about them. And if you just tell me what was happening there... then I can get my people on it. This is what we're here for.
Captain, this might not be what you want to hear, but organized crime is an essential part of any ecosystem.
That's not what I want to hear.
You have to take my word for this. It will always be there. The best thing to do is just... They take care of themselves.
Yeah, well...
Honestly...
They were trying to take care of you. If I hadn't stepped in...
Well, thank you. And yeah, I did get a little bit, you know, over-enthusiastic. But I've been playing around with people like this for a long time. That I promise it won't happen again.
So the question has been raised that is somebody calling someone on their shit? Specifically, am I calling you on your shit? And I think I might be. So I think what Sam will say is, listen, Ms. Vega, I like to think I'm a realist. I don't think I'm going to stamp out organized crime tomorrow. But you're a high-profile face in the fleet, and they came after you. There has to be a reason for that. And if we let stuff like that slide, then anarchy follows. So here's what I'm going to suggest. You got a big job ahead. I'm going to give you one of my Marines because I don't want you getting stuck in that situation again when I'm not around to step in and help out. So I'll assign you one of my Marines. They can follow you around. They'll stay out of your business. I'll make sure that, I mean, they're a quiet bunch. But that way, I know that you're covered. And frankly, if anyone takes another pot shot at you, we'll be ready. Do I need to roll now?
You do need to roll now.
yeah, it's hard, which is the thing that I do. So I got a 4 on the dice.
Oh, man.
Which becomes...
Oh, Nick.
Which becomes a 5.
Oh, well. Can you put 2 points of pressure on that?
Well, I can, but I'll hit breaking point.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, it's a fair point.
That just means you've won early.
It means like you've had 2 terrible interactions.
Yeah, I'm having a rough day. That's certainly true. What happens if I don't fail?
If you get a 7 to 9,
yeah,
then Vega gets quite a long list of choices.
That's more. I think I'm going to spend those 2 pressure.
Yes.
So I'm pushed up to 7.
Wow.
He's going to get wasted later.
He's going to get something later.
He's going to get munted.
We'll get back and find out that he's in the brig.
He's put himself in the brig. So, just to talk through the move, when you call someone on your shit, you tell them what their problem is and what they need to do to convince you otherwise. So, in effect, what you've said is your problem is that you're totally underestimating the danger of these guys, and to convince me that you're a sensible person, you've got to take this Marine.
Exactly.
And Vega, you have choices. Because it's a 7 to 9, you have the full list. You can act to prove Buckley wrong by doing what he asked. You can openly and forcefully refuse to do what he asked and mark pressure. You can openly and unequivocally admit that he's right about you, that you have underestimated the problem. You can act contrite and give him something that you think he wants, or you can respond by calling him on his shit.
Oh, man. So if I gave you something that I thought you wanted, what might that be? Like a tip-off or something?
Yeah, that might work, I think. Because, I think that Sam needs to feel like he's going to... Like, the situation is under control, and he feels like you're not doing that at the moment, hence the Marine. But if you gave him something that left him feeling like he was able to act, then I think that would work.
Okay, I think I'll go for that then. Look, Captain, I appreciate you getting me out of that situation, and believe it or not, I have learned from that. If I'm not learning, I'm dead. But I can't have someone following me around on this ship. I can't do my job. It's just not the way I work. But maybe I can give you some information that just might, you know, stack the deck in your favour.
About what happened with the Nexus?
I can tell you where they're doing their business. Doing their business. Why do you phrase it like that? That's awful.
I think if you say that, Sam will, I mean, he'll gently thump the table and kind of lean back and smile and say, see, that's what I'm talking about. If you just give us something, then we can do something about the situation. I don't want to make this hard for you, Ms. Vega. I mean, goodness knows you've been doing great work, making us all look good, for which we're all grateful. But you got to give me something.
Okay, this cannot be attached to me in any way.
No, of course not.
Okay. So there's there's an engineering panel in... I'll write down the name of the corridor. It's where they leave notes for each other.
Sam will smile and nod. And I think he'll stand up and hold out his hand to shake yours.
Yeah. Vega reciprocates.
I think Sam says, thank you, Miss Vega. Seriously, thank you. And just give Dr. Roy a chance. I'm sure you'll come to like him.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And he turns and strides out with a purpose. You might also have fed me my breaking point there, so...
As you collapse and just drink a pint of JD and Coke.
Bovril.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes. Mm.
Is there any way that I would know anyone on the Agamemnon that I could communicate to? There's a move which uses smooth as well.
Yeah.
To tackle a crisis on the fleet.
There is 100% someone on the Agamemnon that you know, aren't you?
That I'm going to try and like go, I think something bad is going to happen.
Aren't you having sex with the Admiral on and off?
Hey, babe. Just had a funny feeling that there might be some spores in my pocket when I came over.
But then that's why I was looking at the different groups and I don't know whether I'm...
Ed, you seem to be running from the trouble you're causing instead of doubling down into it. This is a game where you should be doubling down into it.
You think I should just...
drive your character like a stolen car? Yes.
Just get in the ship and go with you and just forget about it and see what happens when we come back.
Yep.
That's my inclination at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can do that, or I would be certainly happy for you to, like, tell me where what type of person you might think you could get help from on Agamemnon, and we'll invent an NPC to go with that.
I think I'm going to have to try and contact the commander on the Agamemnon.
Oh, my God.
That seems like the most logical thing.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it? To everyone else, seems logical.
The Admiral who you're totally boning, that Admiral?
Yeah.
And what will you say to the Admiral who you're totally boning?
Hey, babes.
Well, we'll play to find out, won't we?
Okay. All right, good. Let's do that.
I don't know yet, but that seems like the right seed. So this seems like the only option I've got, given what we know.
Love it. Fine. So you're phoning the Admiral. That's what you're doing.
Phoning it in, yeah.
Can I just check? Do you have the Admiral's personal number? Or do you need to call through the switchboard kind of thing? Give a hotline.
I'm thinking like a little panel.
Yeah.
And then you go, can I have an encrypted line between me and the commander? Which probably is default, but I'm just going to say it to make sure.
So hang on. This call is going through my comms officer to the Admiral.
Encrypted.
Encrypted, sure. I'm just establishing.
Encryption channel 4549678 9. It's not like a switchboard. You're not going to be there with your putting the wires in. Well, I mean,
so, but what you're saying is that someone is aware that you're making this call, but because you asked for an encrypted line, they won't know what it is that you talked about. Correct?
Yes.
Brilliant. That's fine. And so presumably someone at the Agamemnon end also knows.
But they'll be immediately shot afterwards. No.
See, she answers. Dr. Roy, how nice to hear from you.
How are you? What's her first name? I've got Admiral Backman here.
It's not Michelle. nobody else got that joke. Let's say she's called Natalia Backman.
Natalia, how are you?
Busy. Everything's kicking off. But it's nice to hear your voice.
Well, I appreciate you taking the call.
Well, I'll always make time for you. Which capacity is it that I'm making time for you in?
I have a little bit of intel. And it's a little bit concerning.
Very well, Dr. Roy. I think you'd better tell me all about it.
I have some concerns that someone has been taking samples from my lab. And I suspect they may be taking them to your ship. There are factions on your ship, I believe, that are interested in the Korax.
Let me just get this straight. I believe that I expressed concerns about this lab not that long ago. I believe I said that it's dangerous to have Korax samples on the ship. And I was given assurances that there would be security protocols in place and that there would be no live samples. So just so that we're completely clear, we are talking about...
Get ready for the bus. That's all I'm saying to you. Go ahead.
I didn't get that joke, but I don't like it.
I'm going to throw Nick under the bus.
Ah, excellent. So we are talking about inert samples.
Inert is different from dead. And this is the point. If you are competent and understand how to store these specimens, then they are of no danger to the fleet. However, I suspect that whoever has taken this is less than competent and is dangerous.
Wind that back for me, Doctor. Inert is not the same as dead. Is that what you just said?
I mean, in a scientific capacity, that's correct. We can render them inert.
I like to render things dead. I like to render our adversary, the samples of which could be used to generate frack knows what, dead. And that is what I was told, dead. No live samples.
Well, I hate to disagree with your approach, Natalia, but without truly understanding our enemy, we are unlikely to win overall. Do you not agree? We are running short on weapons, for example.
Doctor, you are very lucky that you are an important person who is needed for the success of our mission. That is all I have to say on that subject. Who has been taking samples from your lab? You have security measures, yes?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. I mean, I have been on the commander that I have concerns that there
are... Security footage, yes? You have security footage.
I will have to check on that.
I'm going to send a security officer over. Actually, you know what? I feel like you probably... Before I just slam a horrible move on you...
I'm completely fucked if you look at the video footage and then I've got to, like, scramble to, like, delete footage or something.
I know! It's really funny!
So maybe I can have a chance of a roll before you screw me over.
Exactly. So what would you like? You need to trigger a move if you want to stop me from completely screwing you over.
Well, I was going to go for Tackle a Crisis on the fleet.
I love that in true Gaius Baltar style, you're taking a crisis that you have created and turned it into an opportunity for you to be a fleet-wide hero.
Ed, are you reading an old move sheet on that
Possibly.
Spreadsheet?
Possibly.
Okay, well, I don't think there is a move called Tackle a Crisis anymore. There is a Pull Strings move, which is...
Well, that's probably better.
Probably what you're going for.
Is that going to achieve me becoming a hero, though?
So, do you want me to read out the move, or have you got it in front of you?
I'm getting it. Okay, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so pull strings. When you pull strings on the fleet, say who you're going to for help and what you want them to do, and roll plus smooth. On a hit, choose one. You gain help with a specific task from an NPC or group, and hold one towards choosing an option from the support or interfere move list, or taking an action at scale, which means basically doing stuff that you couldn't do as a single person. That's one option. Option two, you gain temporary access to rare or restricted equipment, resources, skills or information. Option three, change people's behaviour on the fleet at large.
I'm trying to encourage her to lock down the Agamemnon and track down the sample.
That sounds like you're trying to take an action at scale. So you would be trying to seek out or maybe cover up, I don't know.
Change people's behaviour on the fleet at large. Curfew, rationing, calm.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends on what your aim is. Like, if you just want... Like, the purpose of a curfew, rationing, or calming, rioting is about... You want the outcome to be that people behave differently. But if what you're actually after is to track down the perpetrator... Do you want to track down the perpetrator?
Well, not really, no. This is a misdirection, isn't it? It's like I'm almost like trying to...
So isn't this a cover-up?
Yeah, so basically that's what I want. I'm trying to create a lockdown on the Agamemnon to track down the sample without them actually finding out who actually was responsible. I'm like saying, oh, it's these guys. You need to find them and shut down the ship in order to do that, to sort of stem the flow of the leakage.
I think your aim here is to find the sample.
Yeah.
And finding the sample is not something that your character can easily do as an individual. Hence, you're asking the Admiral to provide assistance, which will allow you to act at scale. And what that will mean is you can make that move using the entire fleet security apparatus to help you do it. And therefore,
yeah, but it's about finding the sample rather than finding the perp.
Well, I think you might need to separately cover something up if you want to avoid finding the perp, because fundamentally...
Yeah, it might. What I'm saying is I'm buying myself some time so I can go on the trip.
Cool, cool.
So I'm trying to buy myself enough time that they shut it down, it doesn't cause enough problems, and they're blaming other people, and then I can deal with the situation when I get back. That's my plan.
Let's have some in-character words to for what you want, and then you can roll to pull strings and see whether you pull it off.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is somebody on your ship, as we know, no offense, Commander.
You Admiral.
Have some... Sorry. I'm never very good at the military titles. Natalia.
Keep talking.
Use my softest voice. As you know, there are some factions that we've discussed in the past, he says, referencing previous pillow talk moments, that are problematic on your ship. I know you know what you're doing, but perhaps they deserve some investigation. They're disrupting your ship and my work.
Do you want to roll some dice?
Yeah. I don't know whether I think I won you over straight up there. Smooth plus 2, 10.
You got smooth plus 2. Is that actually possible?
Oh no, plus one. No, so 9.
Oh, big difference.
A little bit of pressure there, Ed. You could easily knock that up to a 10.
Well, see, can we discuss the outcome and then? I think there is a bit of pressure. I would happily spend the pressure in this situation, actually.
On a 7 to 9, I'm going to get to choose 2 from this list. You can't do it without help from someone you'd rather not get involved with. Someone demands a favour in return or else they won't help. You attract unwanted attention. There's an unexpected cost or consequence. I can tell you, for one, you're definitely going to attract unwanted attention on what the fuck is going on with that lab. I'm not sure you can avoid that anyway, to tell you the truth. Like, I just don't see how there's any way that Barkman's just going to be like, well, I guess I'll just help you to track down that sample and never worry about it again, I think. But maybe she'll just go directly to the captain rather than insisting upon sending over a security officer to investigate your lab.
Yeah, I just need, I'm just buying myself some time to kind of clear my tapes.
Would you want to take that plus one? Because if you don't take the plus one, I'll definitely choose an option that you've attracted unwanted attention and she's going to be a lot more proactive. And I don't know what the second option would be. I need to think about that.
I don't know. I mean, there's something enticing about her being more proactive in my lab.
Okay.
She's not going to be directly though. I'm going to be assaulted by security.
That is probably the case, yes.
It's not going to be as fun as I imagine. Yeah, I'm going to go with pressure one, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense, right? It makes sense.
It does. I feel that you are under pressure here, for sure. So mark pressure and choose. So you're choosing to act at scale, I think. That's what you're going for.
Did I mark a pressure for something else? I'm trying to go.
We started at 3.
Yeah, we started
3. At 3. Oh, right. So I'm at 4. Fine.
Doctor, the purpose of your work is to detect these spores and cells, is it not?
At a rudimentary perspective, that is correct. Detect and destroy.
Then if I give you access to some security personnel to find this missing sample, you would be able to do it. Yes?
I'm confident that with your most competent security officers, we could achieve something.
I hope so. Because if this got out, in any sense of the word, there would be very severe consequences. I'm going to assign you Colonel Foster.
That's very senior.
This is a very important job. Foster will be in charge of assisting you to root out this sample on the Agamemnon. But I'm afraid I'm going to need to talk to Captain Buckley about this security breach, Toby. I don't like to have to do it. I know that this work is very important to you, but it's my responsibility to the fleet as a whole. I can't have this kind of thing happening.
I totally understand. You've got to do what you've got to do. I've raised my concerns. That's all I can say.
All right. Is there anything else I should know?
No. I look forward to being on the Agamemnon soon.
I hope so. Let's arrange for you. You should come over and help the Colonel.
Well, I'll certainly be talking to the Colonel when we get there.
There's no point in her rooting around on a ship without your assistance. So you should come over, and I'm sure we'll have one or two meetings to discuss your progress while we're at it.
Indeed, and I appreciate your time and understanding in this matter.
Very well. I'd better get off the line. Urgent matters. But I'll see you soon.
He hangs up. Boop! Immediately after he's got what he wants, he says, boop!
Yep.
Let's go on that ship.
Thanks for listening. We've been playing Last Fleet by me, Josh Fox. You can find links to information about Last Fleet in the show notes. And don't forget also that Becky's new crowdfunding campaign for Wreck This Deck is coming on the 1st of June, and there'll be a link to that in the show notes too. See you next time. So Becky says I should talk Black Armada Tastes with you all.
It's been a while.
Yeah, indeed. I might have to run to the kitchen and fetch a jar of this stuff. We were in Bakewell. This is like some time ago. And there's a quite nice beer shop in Bakewell whose name I should look up so that I can pin them and hope they send us free stuff.
Isn't it a beer and cheese shop?
I think you might be right. Yeah, they sell cheese as well, which probably explains why they sell pickle. So they sell, you know, the usual sort of thing you'd expect in a shop that sells cheese. They're going to sell lots of little sauces and crap like that.
And a lot of beer.
And a lot of beer. So it's like hitting two of my major
cheese and beer.
It's just cheese and beer all day long. And they have these delicious little, quite little and quite expensive, I have to say, like £4.50 a jar, jars of like Indian pickles. So they have some mango chutney, they have some lime pickle. It all looked quite nice, and I bought myself a jar while we were there, thinking this might be quite nice.
Jar.
Well, on this occasion it was one jar. Took it home, Gujarati mango chutney. It was absolutely the best mango chutney I have ever tasted in my life. It was amazingly tasty. And so the next time we were there, I basically bought like
all of them.
A dozen jars.
Did you just go along the shelf like that?
Yeah.
Well, I think I got three jars of that mango chutney plus another jar of a different type of mango chutney and some lime pickle, and maybe there was another one as well. I can't remember. They had some very nice looking stuff. My God, the lime pickle is the nicest lime pickle probably in the universe. I mean, it's just, you know how if you buy like a sort of supermarket lime pickle, it might be a bit bitter as well as very spicy. And this stuff is slightly less spicy, but just deliciously sweet. It's like eating what you'd like a lime to taste like if you were to bite into it.
A lime that's been soaked in chili and salt.
The best, well, yeah, the best kind.
But that's probably obviously why it tasted nice. Earlier on, Becky made some amazingly lovely butter chicken.
And please, you said that.
It was. I tasted the first bite of it with a fork that I had used to dispense some lime pickle from the jar. And she said, oh, is it good? And I said, well, it is really lovely, but I'm not certain that that's not just because there was a small amount of lime pickle on the fork.
It works even in trace amounts.
Oh, especially in trace amounts.
Yeah. Homeopathic lime pickle.
Yeah, right, exactly. How small can you go and still detect it?
I think I need to know the brand of this amazing pickles.
Yes, just a second. That's a good point.
I will go and find out.
While I'm drinking this really tasty By the Horns Brewing Company Session IPA.
Which
is so tasty.
Your blurred background just completely blurred the label out on, like it was, you know,
yeah,
the
like
BBC.
Yeah, you got the child.
You don't need to see the can because it tastes delicious.
And because this is an audio podcast, not a visual.
Yes,
one.
You're just going to have to take my word for it. It's amazing. Actually bought the jar because he can't remember the name of it long enough.
It's hard for me to remember words. So here it is.
How come he's not blocked out? What's going on? Is this some sort of
he's not
advertising
background like you have? That just says tangy lime pickle, Josh.
doesn't narrow it down a bit.
So, tangy lime pickle.
I think you need to tell us who it's by.
It says Curry Box.
Curryboxuk.com.
Right, I'm going to Google that right now.
So it's a 175 gram jar. Used to cost £4.50. I suppose the prices might well have gone up by now. It's
probably £800 now.
Yeah, it might be.
Ooh.
Worth its weight in gold, anyway.
Are you just going to eat that with a spoon during the session then? Your snack.
Is the steak on Trent your neck of the woods, Ed?
Not these days, no. It's Midlands. What?
Do you have any idea where Stoke-on-Trent is, Becky?
Clearly not.
Well, I thought Ed lived on the Trent.
I live on the Avon.
You live in the Avon? Sorry.
It's on the other side of the Pennines from us. So it's not quite as far away as it could be
Ed
if it were in
Ed does live
Scotland,
on the other side of the Pennines from us, just very low down in the country.
In the lowlands.
In the low bit.
I believe you can reach Ed in a straight line without crossing any Pennine at all, but I might be wrong.
But if you carried the Pennines down in a straight line all the way off the
end
of
the
country...
If you carried the Pennines with you, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it would just crash into my house.
Yeah.
If you pushed it towards my house, then yes, it would eventually crash into my house.
If the Pennines were everywhere, then you'd be on the other side of the Pennines.
If you tick the last... If you tick, like, the Pennines and then do, like, a straight line down from the Pennines and bisected the country according to whether you are Pennine left or Pennine right, and he would be on the other side, wouldn't he?
Yes, I think that is
true.
I'm sorry,
you're just going to have to draw a diagram. Get the whiteboard up.
I will.
Is this on this side of the the Atlassian Sea?
Great Artesian Basin? Is that
Basin, thank you. Yes, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Why is it called the Artesian Basin?
It's the base of Artesia.
Perhaps I shouldn't restart this conversation.